Hello.
Hello there. Am I speaking with Alfonso?
Speaking.
Thank you, sir. This is Oscar calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Only a few minutes, sir. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? What is your race?
I'm multi-ethnic.
Correct. But which one do you identify with the most? White, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native
African-American.
American?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote?
100%.
Definitely vote then. Very well. And for the statistical purposes, so we know we're speaking with people of different age groups, what is your age, please?
60 plus.
62?
How you know?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking. That's what I heard.
I said 60 plus. You said 62.
No,
how
no.
You, know?
You said 60 plus. So I heard that 62. So, is that correct or not?
60 plus was my answer. You said 62.
Very well, sir. Let's continue then. Please raise your level of motivation for voting next year presidential election and congressional elections on November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10. You're extremely motivated to vote. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last few years? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Very closely. Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Very well. Let's move on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Just clarifying, sir, since we got both answers. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Do you blame big business and corporate price gouging and greed? Do you blame the Federal Reserve and rising interest rates? Do you blame the Biden administration and their policies, or Republicans in Congress, or the COVID pandemic? Who do you blame the most?
The one percenters.
Big business and corporate price gouging and greed. Would that be the one?
Well, yeah, if you associate the one percenters with them, yes.
Well, who got the money? I mean, but you had to tell me yourself.
Well,
I cannot choose the answer
well,
for you.
It's not just having money. It's a matter of those who control how you spend your money. You know, those are the one percenters.
Very well. So of the answers available, which one do you think is
the
most to blame?
We'll go with the first one. Big
business, corporate price, gouging, and greed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Correct. Thank you so much. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to be focused on. For this one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for you, that you have your member of Congress to be focused on that issue. Use a 10 if it's the most important to you, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if the issue is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is fighting back against racism and discrimination. How important is that to you, sir, from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you so much. And next issue is reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. How important is that to you?
10.
All right. Let's go with the 10. Next one is reducing crime. How important is that to you?
That's a 7.
7 as well. Okay, very well, 7. Creating more jobs and raising wages?
10.
10. And making housing more affordable?
10.
10 as well, okay. One more. Ensuring our borders are secure?
6.
6, all right. Let's go back down here. That's a 6. Let's move on. Thank you so much, sir. Switching gears a little. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve, sir, or disapprove?
Approve.
The choices that we have is a strongly approve or somewhat approve. Which one is it?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, sir. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the NAACP. How would you do you feel about them from 0 to 100? NAACP.
80.
80. Thank you, sir. Next is Barack Obama. How do you feel about Mr. Obama?
90.
90. 90. Thank you, sir. How do you feel about the Republican Party?
40.
40. Okay, let's 40. How do you feel about Hakeem Jeffries?
90.
90. Very well. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
20.
20. Thank you. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
40.
40. Okay. How do you feel about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
35.
35. Okay, thank you. How do you feel about Planned Parenthood?
15.
15. 15. Okay, thank you. Let's move on, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, let's move on, sir. Almost there. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you so much. Thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay, let's move on. Now suppose that there were two different candidates running for office. All the other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. I read you two statements. Candidate A says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. That's candidate A. Candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to allow racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. All things being equal, which candidate are you more likely to support? A
candidate
or B?
A.
A?
Candidate
very well.
A.
Thank you, sir. And would you say you are much more likely to support A or just somewhat more likely?
Repeat that.
Yeah. Would you say you support candidate A, and would you say you are much more likely to support candidate A or just somewhat more likely to support candidate A?
Just somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Very well, sir. Thank you so much. Almost there. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administrations are doing? And if you are, have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Only a little.
A little. Very well. Let's move on. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Okay. And that, would that be somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in the first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. First item is created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. How important is that to you, sir? Very important, somewhat important, not very important,
very,
or not at all?
Very important.
Very
important.
Important. Okay, very. Thank you. Next is cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. How important is that to you, sir?
Very important.
Very, very important. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. How important is that?
Very important.
Very important. And just one more. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. How important is that?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's move on. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And the choices are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
If I approve of how, repeat that.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to read you two statements. After this statement, we start wrapping up things and to end the survey. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024. Presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for the Democrats focus on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, sir?
10.
10, thank you. Second statement says, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as the Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year. The first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become a Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
10, very well. Let's move on and start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your valuable motivation for voting in next year's presidential election on November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. How motivated do you feel, sir, to vote in next year's election?
10.
10, very well. And what stood out the most from the arguments you just heard? Something that stood out the most on the, you know, that moves you to vote. So I can enter it here in the survey on your own words.
My own words?
Yes.
It's voting to bring the country together under common issues and interests.
Okay.
That's the most important reason to vote, versus voting for moving backwards, negativity.
Okay. Voting to bring the country together, okay. Sure. And the arguments and reasons that you heard, you know, like all the men that we mentioned, Hakeem Jeffries, the people in the government that have been, the government that has been put together by Biden. What is the argument that you just heard? Which one has stood out most in your mind?
Holding of the corporations and the 1% accountable for taxes.
Okay. Very well. And let me enter that then. Corporations are accountable for taxes, right?
That's right.
I will enter it as accountable for their fair share. Would that be correct, sir?
Yes. So that would include the 1%ers too, besides the corporation.
Okay. Okay, I have entered voting to bring the country together and holding corporations accountable for their fair share, I mean. Would that be correct? Very well.
That's correct. Okay.
Let's move on and let's finish the survey. I'm going to read you a list of ways some people were contacted during 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you that way, like through TV ads. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. How about text messages? Did you receive text messages?
Yes.
Okay. Social media and internet ads?
Yes.
Mailers. Do you receive any mail from the campaigns?
No.
No. Door knocks?
No.
No. Phone calls?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Okay. Radio ads?
No.
No, okay. And someone canvassing the neighborhood, did you experience that during the campaign?
No.
No, okay. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit, the last questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Postgraduate.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Some of my neighbors are white.
Would you say that more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any?
Less than half.
Less than half, okay. How would you describe the area where you live, sir? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciate it, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thank you.